pop quiz hotshot. What do Blackie Lawless, Alice Cooper, and Dave Mustaine all have in common? Nope, it's not that they're all hard rock and heavy metal gods. It's that they're all born-again Christians. Sounds crazy, right? That's the topic of tonight's Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Sitting with me tonight in the co-pilot's chair once again is the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6.
What's up?
Very talented, not necessarily coordinated.
No, that is not a thing.
But we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Let me get your mic a little hotter. So we're going to be talking about that here in a few minutes.
Never dull.
Let's see. You are listening to Ludini. I'm adjusting things, guys. Just talk amongst yourselves. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often. Tons of great things like this. Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Lots of interviews. Plus my daily show that I am refining and working on as we go. I pick some cool topics and we talk about them every single day. So please check that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. All right. Special shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Thank you to John and Gigi for having us, for being a sponsor in a way. They put us up there. They took a chance on us and put us up there on their station. We're happy to be and proud to be part of the Rock Rage Radio family. And you can get that where?
RockRageRadio.com or free app for your smartphone. 24/7 rock and metal.
Well, I mean, what more could you want?
Well, there's several things, but that's on my list.
That's on your list?
24/7 rock. If you want to do the list of things I want, well, that could be a whole podcast.
Okay. All right. So today's topic is going to be artists that have converted. And I want to cover some stuff, and maybe you guys are going to go. I'm going to throw this out there at the beginning of the show, and we'll see what kind of comments we got. First of all, we ran a Facebook post on this starting yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
And OMG. Just the response has just been incredible.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Like, we pick a topic. And go, you think people are going to, like, get into this? You think people are going to want to talk about this?
It's always the ones we're not sure of that have the biggest response.
Yeah. And then before you know it, you do something like this, and it's like freaking huge.
Yeah.
So a lot of great comments, a lot of good discussion about it. But some of the things that I want to know that I'm very curious about is why, and somebody sort of touched on this a little bit on their post, why Christianity and not Islam or like Scientology or something. I mean, it seems like a lot of African-American people were converted to Islam. Like, that was a thing like in the 60s, you know.
Oh,
Malcolm,
really?
X, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
People like that, you know. So
Cat Stevens, didn't he do that?
Yeah, Cat Stevens. So there was a lot of people that, well, he was an African-American. But in any case, and then there's a lot of people we know in Hollywood that are into Scientology. So this is very interesting to me. And I want to know, do you guys think that converted rockers can still rock? Do you think it's still good? Do you think it kind of takes something away? Do you think it adds? Maybe you think it adds something to it. So there's, there's a long history of this, like a very, very long history of this, going back to like the 60s and the 70s with artists, 80s, all the way up. This has been tons. This is just a giant thing. So we're gonna explore the whole thing. And also, both of us watched the trailer to Lily. What's it called again?
The Dirt. The Motley Crue Story.
Oh, yeah. My God. So what do you think? I mean, do you think that's going to be good?
Okay. So my thoughts on this are, okay, first of all, this is a long time coming. I read this book years ago. I've always wanted to have a movie. Finally, they announced the movie. And then years later, it's finally, we see the trailer, so it's out next month. Skeptical, since it's a Netflix movie, no offense to Netflix, but I always fear that it's going to be really tame on Netflix, and Motley Crue's not tame by any means. When I saw the trailer, it completely blew my mind. I'm like, okay, so I really, really, really want to see it. I don't think it was cast perfectly well. I think the guys are too pretty to be Motley Crue. Motley Crue's dirty. I need to see some dirty guys. Sorry. But the guys they chose are very model-esque, except for Machine Gun Kelly, who's playing Tommy. But the other guys are pretty model-esque, and it's just not how the guys were. And we'll see how it goes, but I'm excited to see it. March 22nd. I'm excited all to right. see that. I'm going to have a watch party.
So, coming up here in around a month, we're going to be playing it. We're going to be checking it out. We may even do a Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus preview. You know, maybe a watching party or something. I don't know.
Fun.
Maybe we'll do something like that. But before we do that, let's play a band. This is I ran into George Mihalovich this week at the Marty Friedman show, and it was good to see him. I haven't seen him in many, many years. Although we have connected on Facebook for a while. His band is Aftershock. Check it out. Aftershock, Forever in Metal on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Guys, real quick, those of you who are watching us live, I apologize. I do, after a second, have to mute the artist. You can, if you're listening on Rock Rage Radio, though, you're getting the full effect. So you guys that are watching live and you go, wait a minute, I'm not hearing the song. That's why. Sorry. It's just how we got to do it. All right, check it out. Forever in Metal, Aftershock on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Didn't this freaking
you
Aftershock, everybody. And they are a premiere here. Thanks to George Mihalovich for reaching out or for running into me and us hooking up. We had talked, I think we talked a while ago about the band, but never got around to getting them on the show. So that was Aftershock and really great band. They have a great singer, great guitar player. It's really good stuff. I highly recommend that you guys check them out. Let's go ahead and throw out that website as well. Their website is, come on, computer. Oh, goodness. Of course, the computer doesn't want to work. It's aftershock.com. Aftershock with no C. So